Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, March 25th, and happy birthday to the one and only Elton John, who turned 74 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Police are investigating a single car crash that killed a man in Acworth. A man is facing charges for accidentally shooting a KSU student. Two people were injured in a shooting at Cumberland Mall, and one of the injured persons is a child. Cobb County will be spending $2 million to cover public safety during Major League Baseball's All-Star Week this summer. The Braves hope to have full capacity at Truist Park by June. And a halfway house for those recovering from addiction could soon open off South Marietta Parkway. Plus, we'll meet the mother-daughter team that's helping kids improve our community right here in Marietta.
We just want to keep spreading the kindness and creating smiles.
Yeah.
I know Jada says that.
Everyone can be kind because kindness is kind of like having a superpower.
Yep.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Cobb County Police are investigating a wreck that killed a man on Dallas-Acworth Highway in Acworth, west of Lake Allatoona, on Monday afternoon. The driver was traveling north on Dallas-Acworth Highway shortly before the intersection with Highway 41 and failed to maintain his lane. The vehicle struck a mailbox and then hit a tree. The driver, 47-year-old Kenneth Clark of Dallas, passed away at the scene. Anyone with information about the crash is asked to contact investigators. An Atlanta man is facing charges after accidentally shooting someone on Kennesaw State University's campus. 19-year-old Kadar Massey Hall, who's not a student at KSU, faces charges of reckless conduct, carrying weapons within a school safety zone, and possessing or carrying a gun without a valid license. Mr. Hall got into the backseat of a car in a parking lot at the university, sitting directly behind KSU student Caleb Henry. When Mr. Hall sat down, he took the gun from his pocket and put it in his lap. Moments later, it fell from his lap, and as he went to pick up the firearm, a round was discharged, hitting Caleb in the back. Cobb police are investigating a shooting at Cumberland Mall that left two people injured, one of them a child. The shooting involved two suspect vehicles. One victim was shot in the leg, the other in the foot. The shooting took place in front of the mall's restaurant about 6 p.m. on Tuesday evening. Police did not evacuate the mall when they arrived, as the threat had already passed, and the injured were in stable condition when they were transported from the scene of the shooting. The Cobb County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved a $2 million expenditure to cover public safety and transportation costs associated with the 2021 Major League Baseball All-Star Game to be hosted at Truist Park this July.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owners courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Oh, gee.
The Atlanta Braves hope to open all 41,084 seats at Truist Park in June. The stadium will have a phased reopening starting at one-third capacity in April and half capacity in May. The plan is contingent on the trajectory of the COVID-19 pandemic. County officials say the ambitious timeline, if achieved, would be a much-needed boost both to the business activity in the Battery and to Cobb County's tax revenue. A halfway house for those recovering from addiction could soon open off South Marietta Parkway near Kennesaw State University Marietta campus. Eric Phillips, founder of Threshold of Integrity Sober Living Residence, is seeking a permit from Marietta officials to establish a halfway house for men recovering from drug and alcohol addiction. Mr. Phillips is seeking to house 10 men in the 3,500-square-foot facility. Though city staff note that if the permit is approved, he could be allowed to have as many as 14 people stay there. Threshold of Integrity Sober Living Facility is a faith-based 12-month program. If it's approved, there will be a curfew, cameras, counselors, and a 24-hour voluntary houseman. Marietta Planning Commissioners will consider the halfway house at their next meeting on April 6th. Amy and Jada Burke are the mother-daughter team behind Kids Care, an organization that's helping kids to get involved with improving our community right here in Marietta and Cobb County.
So, yeah, Jada was 8 at the time, and she said that she came up with an acrostic poem for the word kids. It said kindness and doing service. So I really was about to pull over, and I was talking to her about what does that mean? What is that? What do you want to do with it? And she said, I want to start a club with kids, and we want to do community service the way kids do it. And I gave her a high five, and I said, let's do it. So that's kind of what we do, is we create, support, and implement youth community service projects.
What kind of things are you doing in the community? What's the service part of Kids Care?
Well, we had recently just done a big old food drive where we actually got how much?
3,111 food donations.
But we've also done a sneaker and book drive, and then we also do park pickups. Like, we did 7 park pickups in 2019, but then it kind of slowed down and we did 2 in 2020.
Amy and Jada Burke are the mother and daughter team that co-founded Kids Care, and it's kids in the neighborhood right here in our neighborhood in Marietta that are doing great things and doing service for people in the community. How can other parents get their kids involved with Kids Care?
Yeah, well, they can follow us on our website for certain, and that always has our latest information. That is www.kids-care2018.org, and we are a nonprofit based out of Marietta, like you just said. So they can follow us there. We always list our events, and when we say events, we mean volunteer opportunities. So these volunteer opportunities, we try to encourage all ages of children and teens and families, really. You know, when we were kind of designing it and coming up with the ideas, we thought, oh, do we limit it? Like, is it between 8 and 10? How do we kind of sort the age group? But then after talking about it, we decided, you know, families work really well together, and that includes children of all ages. That makes a family unit. So we really try to encourage all ages to volunteer with us. And the volunteering is so important because it just gives teaching to give back and to recognize the needs in the community is extremely important.
Amy and Jada Burke are the co-founders of Kids Care, and thank you so much for what you're doing for our community.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you today. We do want to just really encourage families and youth to get together and do community service. It's just, you know, Jada always says it's not just about we gave 3,000 donations of food. It's also the receivers and the givers that both feel good. So for parents to be able to give their children the opportunity to step forward with us and let us help lead them into what community service is within our neighborhoods is super awesome. And, you know, we really hope that we can get more volunteers because we just want to keep spreading that, the kindness and creating smiles.
Yeah.
I know Jada says that.
Everyone can be kind because kindness is kind of like having a superpower.
Yep. We forgot to mention the one part that we did manage to do and that we are still doing, which is kindness cards for first responders and healthcare heroes. That is still kind of a lingering, ongoing program that we have, and people can safely do that from home. And then we set up, we have a PO box that is on our website. All of it is on our website for the kindness cards. And we've delivered over 1,000 handmade cards to the local hospitals and police, fire, EMS, and 911 dispatch. And that is still an ongoing thing. So if people are like, oh, we're not comfortable leaving, or the situation doesn't allow for them to leave, they can still participate by doing the kindness cards program right now.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.